In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Reverend Fathers, brothers and sisters in Christ, Christ is in our midst.
He is
and
ever shall
be. Well, today in the Holy Gospel, we basically have, in a sense, kind of the guidelines for Lent. It hits on all of the major themes. It hits on fasting. It hits on giving alms. And first and foremost, it hits on forgiveness. It talks about that if we forgive men their trespasses, then our Heavenly Father will also forgive us. But if we do not forgive others our trespasses, neither will our Father forgive ours. This is why we start each Lent with Forgiveness Sunday and the Vespers of Forgiveness that we'll be having this evening at 6:30. It's an important service. It's a very, very important service to come to. There are many extra services during Lent, but this is one that I think in order to really start Lent off in the right fashion, it's critical that you come to this one, because we have that great practice of asking one another's forgiveness before we begin. You know, this is one of those instructions that the Lord gives. It's kind of difficult. It's not an easy saying that he says that basically in order for our forgiveness that we must also forgive others. St. John Chrysostom, in talking about this, talks about that this is how, in a sense, we draw near to God, because one of the natural parts of God is his forgiveness, is the fact that he forgives us. And so that to be worldly is to not forgive. To be godly is to forgive. And that's a part of what it is of our drawing closer to God. And that's, as I said, in a sense, the first step of this time of repentance and this time of preparation to prepare for the death and resurrection of our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ. So I urge you all to come this evening, to come to this great service in which we forgive each other. We mutually go around and forgive each other. It's just the right way to start off this Lenten season, making sure that we have nothing against anybody else in the church and nobody else in the church has anything against us. But like I said, it's interesting because in this gospel that the church in her wisdom has given to us, they talk about other aspects of our Lenten journey as well. It talks about fasting, and it talks about the fact that our fasting should not be something that's done for men. And in St. Paul's epistle that we read today to the Romans, he also says that. He also talks about those who believe that they may eat anything and those who do not. And here he's not really talking about periods of fasting. He's talking about those who never eat any meat and those who eat meat sometimes. But it's not really so much about fasting, but it applies to our fasting as well. That no matter what we do, the main thing about our fasting is that we focus on our own fasting. We don't concern ourselves with the plate of the person next to us. I once saw a little cartoon that someone wrote that said how to do Lent. And in the first part where it says how not to do Lent, there's two men standing there and they each have a plate and they each are looking at the other person's plate to see what they're doing. And that's, as St. Paul says, how not to do Lent. How to do Lent is to focus on your own fasting and to not make it a big deal out of it and to not be concerned with how other people are fasting. And then also, he talks about not laying up treasures on earth, but laying up treasures in heaven. And this is another time to remind us of that. It's a time of giving alms. Part of the giving up of meat is not so that we then go and spend a whole lot of money on fasting foods, because that can be done as well. You can eat just as sumptuously when you fast as you do when you feast in this day and age. We have so many different options for fasting. But the important thing is that we don't do that. The important thing is that we eat in such a way so that we actually save a little money, and that money we then give as alms to the poor. That's the idea of, that's one of the ideas of fasting, is that in denying ourselves meat, we're able to give that money that we would have spent on it to those who have great needs. But the important thing about all of this is not just going through the motions. It's not just giving up meat and dairy and wine and oil. It's not just going to the extra services, but it's also how we do these things. It's our relationships with one another. It's not just a diet. Saint Nikolai of Zicha, who's a great saint. If you haven't heard of him, he was a saint from the last century. He was Serbian, was a bishop of an area called Zicha. He actually was interned at Auschwitz during World War II. At the end of the war, he was released and went to Serbia and served as a bishop, but then the communists basically drove him out. He was outspoken about the evils of the communist regime at the time, and he was exiled. And he came here to America and actually spent out the last years of his life in Pennsylvania and was the dean of St. Tikhon's Seminary until he reposed. But he has a great quote talking about fasting and about how fasting should be understood. He says, when fasting is understood in a true Christian sense and not in a legalistic Pharisaical way, then the forgiving of insults and abstaining from covetousness are a fast, and the greatest fruit of fasting, for indeed there is very little value in abstaining from food without abstaining from the returning of insult for insult and the illusion of earthly riches. He points out, like I said, that fasting is not just a diet. It's not just avoiding this food and that food and doing those things for the sake of avoiding those foods. But ultimately, we fast, we abstain from these things so that we can unite ourselves to Christ. So that we can work through Christ's grace on eradicating the passions in us. Because that's what hunger truly is. Hunger is generally a sinless passion. And it's the basis of the passions because we need to eat in order to survive. And so through the help of Christ, if we cannot defeat that most base passion of hunger, how are we going to defeat anger and lust and pride and all of these other things that beset us? So let's begin the fast. Let's begin the fast by forgiving one another this evening and by seeking to follow Christ in all that we do in the fast. And that by not focusing on one another, by not focusing on one another's sins, but instead by focusing on our own fast and focusing on our own repentance, that we may be saved and that those around us may be saved to the glory of the Father and of the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.